Welcome to Aberdeen! Number one sports betting show coming out of Pat McAfee Corporate Thunderdome. I'm Tell Diggs.
That's a baby toe.
Oh.
Boom.
That man. Right.
Boom.
There. He's Bubblegum Pino. He's a Canadian. She's a bearded wonder.
What?
It's Harry.
Good day to you, Sire. This guy. Brucey Bruce.
What's going on,
fucking
dude?
Brucey Bond.
Fucking full New York today.
Bond.
What do you mean?
Bruce Bond.
Yankees hat, fucking Kith clothing.
Yeah, I guess.
Bow tie,
I guess,
right. Bruce.
That's Bruce's. That's like literally just Bruce's like wardrobe.
Yeah.
That was my first time wearing a tuxedo. I did not love it.
You didn't love the tux?
I mean, same exact thing as a suit. It's a little
nothing
tighter.
Hits quite like Bruce with a freshly clean shaved face.
Yeah, you do like that.
With that slick back fucking Wall Street haircut.
Takes you back to your roots there.
That doesn't it?
Yeah.
Bruce.
Did anyone have facial hair? Are you allowed to have facial hair?
At weddings?
Yeah, on the Northeast.
Yeah. I
frowned upon.
Yeah, I think, you know.
Parma doesn't like it.
Yeah, Parma hates it for sure.
Otter, how are we?
Tony!
Baby.
Dude, we had an NBA Finals game last night. It was awesome.
We did have an NBA Finals game last night. We had golf this weekend. We had game one of the NHL this weekend. We had baseball this weekend. We had footy this weekend.
Oh, we had Premier League lacrosse kickoff.
We had PLL. We had fucking French Open.
We had
Jack's.
Did course. We say golf already?
We said golf. We had the Memorial at Jack's place. Congrats to Victor Hovland on that one.
Woo!
Vicky!
Felt like that was coming for a bit.
Vic deserved steady. One. Vic's been in the run. He was up there at the Masters. He was up there at the Players. He was up there. What other one was he up there? Another elevated event. He was up there. It was good. I mean, fucking Scotty. I mean, again.
World class.
Just
from the cut line.
From the cut line to fucking to where he was. Awesome. I showed you guys I had an 8-leg parlay of top 20s, top 30s, top 40s.
Yeah, I was on this guy as well.
And it was Scheffler, it was Schauffele, it was Hatton, it was Fowler, it was Siwoo, it was Wyndham Clark. Everybody. Hey.
Danny McCarthy.
Say, man, I don't know. You probably can't zoom in, but
there is no.
Danny McCarthy is on the fucking sheet.
Yeah,
McCarthy was on there.
Yeah, there is one guy who just didn't get his top 20. Fucking Cantley on Sunday ruined the whole fucking parlay.
He had a horrible Sunday.
Just
he was really sitting right. He was about T12 waking up Sunday morning. He was like, all right, two birdies and Cantley top 10 is cashing.
Yeah,
and instead it was just the bogey train.
Four over or whatever.
Rory just can't finish.
Rory, some tournaments Rory's unbelievable on Sundays, and there's always one round that Rory's gonna play fucking.
Yeah,
he benefit from the no crowds.
Would Rory?
Did he? Like, was that kind of part of the renaissance?
Maybe. So yeah, it was a good tournament. Hovland, yeah, and now Hovland's. I think he's in top five as odds for the Open, the U.S. Open, which will be, I believe, at Los Angeles Country Club in a couple weeks. Sunday of Father's Day, it always ends on that fucking same motorcycle every day.
Every time. Every fucking
rips by.
Hovland, if he starts stacking wins, I am of the camp that he could jump into making it a Scottie Scheffler, John Rahm, Victor Hovland conversation.
Whoa.
Wow.
Those are big words. RBC coming up this week. We'll talk about that on Wednesday. You got boots on the ground in Toronto? Or
maybe. We'll see, yeah.
Okay. It's not an elevated event. Every event's elevated.
Yeah, who's going is what I need to know.
The lads. Tyrell Hatton, certainly.
Let me... The odds are probably out. I can tell you. Go. Let's see who you're going to be going to see at the RBC.
There we go.
Rory.
Rory's going to pull shoot.
Hatton. Matt Fitzpatrick.
No, Rory won it last year, right?
I think so.
Justin Rose, Corey Connors, Shane Lowry. It's a decent field.
Not bad.
I mean, it's not like the best field of all time, but it's a decent field.
Rory heavy favorite, huh?
Is there, because, well, is it the RBC and then the Open? Right? Is that the time, right time frame from thinking of?
The U.S. Open?
Yeah. Maybe. Somewhere around there. Okay.
I don't know, Tony.
Let's see.
The Scottish
Open. Yeah, U.S. Open's next week.
The Open.
Game two, NBA Finals last night. I was told the Heat were dead.
I didn't say that.
I was not told that.
The whole entire internet said the Heat.
True.
Getting swept.
Except for Gumpy and I.
I didn't. I never thought that.
You guys aren't on the internet.
True.
I'm definitely on the
internet. Did you watch the whole, did you watch the end?
I did.
How, I mean, Heat deserved to win. Yes, sure. How do you miss that goaltend? That ball.
Oh, 25 seconds. The Bam. You're talking about Bam's goaltend? Yeah,
the only time where the ball was in the air for 25 seconds.
That, the problem with that is that the ball, seriously, like, I couldn't even tell if it was going to come down or not. Like, it looked like it was holding top spot for, like, half a second.
Hey, it was down. Yeah, like,
the ball was fucking coming down.
They were showing it, and I know, they were showing the replay in, like, extra slow motion. So
it was defying gravity. And yes, I know that moments matter and stuff like that, but also Bam didn't touch Jokic earlier in the game when they gave him three free throws.
Yeah, but you can challenge that.
Yeah, I was kind of confused why they didn't.
Right? Like I understand, like, if you're out of challenges, but you could have challenged it.
So if that was called a goaltend and it wasn't a goaltend, can you challenge that? That's why I was confused.
When they brought in Steve Javi, he said,
Steve Javi. Oh, you can put that guy, man.
Yep.
Who's the other guy who's always in there at the fucking fits?
Dude? I don't know, but we're going back there.
Shout out Kevin Love.
Wednesday, 8:30. I love Kevin Love.
What's Kevin Love's what was the stat you said about Kevin Love game one?
Against
Joker.
He's 6-2. Now he's 7-2 against Joker.
When he plays.
Yeah, well, he's greatest outlet passer.
10 rebounds, plus 18, plus minus. Over the 5.5 easily with 2 3-pointers.
Bam not wanting that pass too was awesome.
I know, right?
They're like waving it off.
Yeah.
I don't want it. Here you go, buddy.
Obviously, so Max Strus had a big one.
Yeah, that was.
I respect that. I respect going 0-10 bounce or whatever, better, fucking bouncing back. Caleb Martin, I think, is he's struggling so far this series.
Well, Max Strus taking that. The first shot that went in, second shot of their possession at 27 feet, just was like, all right, nah, I'm hitting this one.
What's drilled his name it. Shooting like shit for the Nuggets, Porter?
Oh, yeah. He's up there with the worst, like, it's him. I saw a stat. He's, like, the worst top three first game twos, like, shooting. It's J.R. Smith, him, and Steph Curry.
Bad game two shooter?
Yeah, it's like J.R. Smith, 2015, Steph Curry, 2016.
Well,
game twos will get you.
Yeah, they will. Struce was in that list for game one with quite the
company. Yeah, he was tied with Steph Curry, second most
threes ever. Favored by, what, 2.5?
2.5. Nuggets 2.5 going into Miami.
Good number. It's a good number either way, really.
Yeah, it makes me want
to
take.
It's nice to just not have a fucking stare down a 9 for a change.
Listen, when Malone comes out and says it's an effort thing, it makes me really want to take the Nuggets in game 3.
Just what's his name? Never see the court? Old Reggie Jackson?
Reg? No. No, he doesn't.
Can we get that guy some burn? I've seen about enough of Caldwell Pope throwing up bricks, dude.
I hear you.
Shot, I thought that shot was in, dude.
We all did.
Jamal Murray.
I think we all did.
It was funny. We talk about Jokic all the time. I was having dinner at my parents last night. So, like, my old man doesn't really watch basketball. And he was just flabbergasted watching Jokic go to work. Like, who the fuck is this guy?
I think everyone is the first time you see him.
He's like,
my dad texted me.
He's like, this guy's carrying the ball up the floor? I was like, every time, dude.
My dad texted me this one, and this is, like, actually kind of a solid comparison. He's, like, not as athletic, but he plays a lot like Magic Johnson did back in the day. Big, like, can guard all five positions, brings the ball up, like, is fucking huge.
I died last night when Stan Van, when Jokic was coming down, he got the ball at, like, the 3-point line, but he was in a full sprint, and he kind of just threw it up, and it went in. But someone said that, who did he say? He said that someone should have stepped in. Stan Van said that someone should have stepped in front and taken a charge. They would have died.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was Duncan Robinson. I think it was Duncan Robinson. He would have been separated.
Yeah.
He would have hit the court and got a concussion.
He would have been dead.
Dude.
He would have been dead.
At least we got a series. As a neutral, I like to see it.
Yeah, game three on Wednesday.
I'm not laying anything, I don't think. It's my early.
No, I'll be Nugs money line for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, well, yeah, money line.
Yeah, they're gonna.
We haven't seen a price where we could take a money line.
No, it's not.
I'm still. No. Gump, have you moved off of the Nugs and six? I still think Nuggets and six.
No, yeah, I'm dying on that.
Yeah,
it feels fair.
Although I could see seven, like if the Heat get one here of the next two at home, yeah, I see seven.
Yeah,
I believe in the. In the Heat.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. I'm starting to worry. I'm starting to feel the Heat.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a Heat believer. Jimmy Butler gets going at home. Jamal Murray's a ghost. Boom, 2-1.
Just never waver, man. Like, there's never a thought. Like,
yeah, even that second quarter, like, that was the first time we've seen that. They've been wiring the Celtics and Knicks basically every time they get that early lead.
I thought after the Nuggets' second quarter that game was over. Murray went off.
Yeah, we know you did.
He's got the magic.
As soon as that clip comes out, you know the fucking.
I hadn't let that eat in a while, man. Since football season, I didn't really have an opportunity.
Gumpy puts out the fucking pitch perfect magic clip, and you know it's fucking. He's feeling the theme.
Before the start of this series, everybody was kind of saying Bam was going to get bullied by Jokic, whatever, whatever. Bam has came out and now, I mean, he's been the best player offensively for the Heat. If the Heat win, do you think he gets Finals MVP?
Who are we talking about? I didn't hear you. Bam?
Bam, yeah.
So far, I'd say.
So far.
Yeah. Jimmy. Yeah, there's still time for Hemi to him.
Let me tell you the...
That might be a good live bet because he hasn't hemmed yet.
Player awards. What the... fine. So I guess it's under final.
Bam's plus 650. Jimmy plus 430, Jokic plus minus 260.
It's one of those three.
No, there's no way Jamal Murray would get it, but Christ, plus 4,200.
No, you got a triple-double from Joker, and you got a 40-point game. So I think he's already kind of in less.
Yeah, Tony. I'd say if they win, he's the
MVP. Yeah.
I'm thinking he might be the most valuable player.
All right, let's do a
big pop out of me when fucking Perk leaned back and clapped on the show. All time clap. I was fucking dying, dude.
All right, let's do baseball for today. Not a huge slate. I don't love it, if we're being honest.
There's a few.
I'm gonna do a money line parlay.
Ooh,
are ya?
Yeah.
Yes.
Seems like a good night for that.
It does, doesn't it? It kind of feels like that, doesn't it?
I don't agree, but.
So you're being a sarcastic dickhead.
I am.
Jeez. On a Monday, Bruce?
I like some pups tonight. I'm worried about some pups tonight.
Yeah, I got a couple live pups here as well.
All right. Tampa at Boston. McClanahan goes against Bello. That's first pitch in 25 minutes.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I'm out.
It sure is short. The Rays have some guys out. I believe Randy is out for them. I do kind of like the Red Sox here, and we'll be rooting for them.
Jeez.
Why are you rooting for them?
Rays are in first.
Yeah. We got to start seeing some Rays losses.
Okay.
They're hitting a bit of a schneid.
Yeah, they are. I mean, yeah.
What are they, 13-13 the last 26?
Yeah.
You can't carry on at the pace there.
No, you can't.
No, and the Yankees had the hardest opening schedule. Now it's easy now.
Of course they did. The best part is they all play the same fucking team. Yeah, so
tough. At least days off.
Not like football or strength of schedule.
At least days off.
The Yankee fans are the worst. Detroit's at Philly. Joey Wentz goes against Aaron Nola. I'm good. 230 on that with the way the Phillies are going. I don't know.
I'm out.
Joey Wentz isn't a guy, but
Joey Wentz ain't much of mine.
Yeah. This is
it sure would be shocking if the Phillies lost tonight.
If Joey Wentz spins it, look out.
This is game one of Money Line Parlay. Carlos Hernandez goes against Braxton Garrett. That is Casey at Miami. I don't have a problem fading KC. So the Marlins will be my first in the money line. But they're only minus 160, so you can bet them by themselves too.
Yeah, I got Marlins first five money line here.
What do you say about that one, Bruce?
I got nothing there, but okay. I would contend that the Marlins
would be the side.
Are the only side.
Speaking of fucking hot streaks. The Buccos have won 5 straight.
Yeah.
Just swept the Cardinals. They're playing a good team in the Oakland A's. This will be my second and final team in my money line parlay. I'll take the Buccos over the Oakland A's.
Yeah, I got Buccos first 5 money line, -160.
Okay.
Go. I'm meeting all of you guys there, kind of. Full game, -1.5 to start off my parlay. The Pittsburgh Pirates are going to destroy the A's.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Of course.
Thanks.
Good. Tony, who's our pitcher?
Good parlay you have there. It's a shame if something happened to it.
Woo! Houston at Toronto. Belak goes against Manoah. I wanted to take the Strohs, but I don't know. Something talked me off of it.
Yeah, feed me the Strohs first 5.5. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yep, I smacked it like a baby. Sure looks like a play of the day to me. I absolutely love it. And you could say, Gumpy, that the wrong team is favored.
Wow.
I would agree with you there. Manoah's sack lunch.
Yeah, the guy stinks. I saw that. I was like, what is going on?
He's favored in every game, no matter what. They still treat it like he's an ace.
This is making me feel awesome. My second leg of my parlay the Houston Astros full game. I've been good betting baseball lately. I don't know why you guys are so mad.
I just changed my POD.
Julio Teheran goes for Milwaukee at Cincy against Andrew Abbott, who's been really good in the minors. I believe it's his first start in the majors. Teheran's back for his second. I'm good. I don't know. I'm good on this game.
I love Julio Teheran here.
All right.
0.082 ERA, 1-1. Yeah. Feed me the Brewers getting a half in Cincy. Don't tell the Herb Streets.
St. Louis is in Texas. Wainwright goes against Marty Perez. I'm good.
Texas all day. This fucking team, dude, they're unbelievable.
That's the side.
Yeah.
Cardinals are back in the basement.
We're going to be staring at each other in a couple months, and this is going to be -165, -170 on the Texas Rangers. It's the only side.
Okay.
Yeah. They are. Simeon's got, what, a 23-game hitting streak?
Yeah. And then the last game is Hendricks and Snell. Cubs in San Diego. Good.
I can't die with the dads again. Snell stinks.
They're unbettable. You can't bet that.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, this is probably going to be the loser of the parlay. This to end my parlay, the San Diego Padres money line.
That'll be the one that wins.
Betting on Snell. Let's go.
That'll be the one that wins.
557.
That'll be the one that wins.
Snellzilla.
All right, my money line parlay full game is Marlins and Buccos.
I have all first 5, Marlins money line, Buccos money line, Astros +0.5, Brewers +0.5, Rangers money line.
All my best bets live in Texas. The Astros +0.5 and the Texas Rangers.
All right.
Yeah.
You're hot today, Bruce. Let's see how hot you are.
Guess who's back again? Nikki Skates is in the house. What's going on?
How we doing? Well, thank you. Thank you, Brucey.
Welcome back.
How we doing, boys?
Good. How are you?
Good. Great. Grant.
Did you get eyes?
Hell yeah.
Did you get eyes on game one?
No, I was on a plane. Tough to see. But from what I can gather, it was pretty tightly contested for about 45 minutes. And the remaining 15 seemed to go all of Vegas's way.
Yeah. And I can tell you what's happening.
Incredible save by the pride of, what is it, Gumps? Help me out. What is it, British Columbia?
Comox Valley,
British Columbia.
Funny story about Comox Valley. Never lost there, ever. My whole career. Ever.
At what?
Wow.
Soccer.
Okay.
Gump's a footy legend in Comox Valley.
Go up there, wipe the floor, sing in the change room, going down the Mallee with 3 points, clockwork every time. Every time.
Well, that's because Aiden Hill wasn't on the other side of the pitch, pal. You wouldn't have had fucking any points if he was out there.
We talked about it on Friday's show, and I said, you know, I don't know if they're going to get game one.
Yeah, what were you guys on? I'm curious.
I said, I don't know if they're going to get game one, but I like the Panthers in the series, and I'm going to take them right now +200.
I'm also taking the Panthers. You're taking them for the series +200.
+200 to lift the cup. Tonight, they are +160.
I'm taking them tonight in game two. I like a bounce back. I'd like to see them get one. I want this to go. I don't want this to be a short series. So I want this to go a little bit. So I'd like to see the Panthers at least get one in Vegas. I think Vegas is going to win the series overall. I think they're a deeper team. And right now the goaltending appears to be a slight bit better. Bob's been unbelievable through the playoffs, but man, that a third goal he gave up in game one
wasn't great.
Was not
two of them. Two of them he didn't see at all,
man. Yeah. It didn't, I mean.
I worry about that.
He worries about it.
I'm worried about it.
Yeah, but if Bob somehow has Bob, Leon!
I think it's too late to turn back the clock.
You're fucking entrenched in it now.
For the Lion, but yeah, I like Florida tonight. I like Vegas overall. We'll see how tonight goes and plays out. I still like, even if Vegas goes up 2-0, I still like the Cats to get back into it and make it a series at least. But we will see how, what the demeanor is like tonight. If they come out and they're flying again, hunting pucks and everything like a Paul Maurice team does, I'll have a lot more faith.
Okay.
Call me crazy. Let's have some fun tonight. Over 5.5.
Whoa!
Yes.
Yeah.
And I also.
And
Matthew Tkachuk, first goal score.
Wow.
+1,000.
First. Okay. Yeah. He usually saves his for late in the game.
Not
setting the tone tonight.
I like
not tonight.
I like the over as well.
Let's go.
Kick my feet up.
All right. Hey, cheers to the ice tonight.
Good luck, boys.
Good luck to you.
Good luck, Nick.
Glad you're back.
Nice. Good to be back.
See you, Nick.
Sorry about the stars, Gums.
Good to see you, Nick.
Breaking news.
Good to see you, Nick.
Good to see you, Gums.
A player for the Indianapolis Colts is under investigation by the NFL for placing wagers on his own team.
Oh, no.
Are you kidding me?
Placed hundreds of wagers. No other member of the Colts was involved in these wagers.
Well, if it was on the Colts to lose, it's pretty good.
Yeah, we're going to find out.
On his own team?
Yes, that's what that means. Yes.
He's on the Colts active roster?
Apparently.
I am so intrigued.
Who's still left? I know who it is.
Well, let's not just start throwing names.
Yeah, I'm not. I know who it is. You know who it is, too. This is... Mitt, don't say it, Mitt. You know who this is.
I'm gonna FaceTime you, and if it's the guy I think we're talking about, it's hilarious.
All right. Dirty.
Whoa. What are you so mad about?
I'm not mad about anything. Dirty Mike does have tennis picks.
Oh, I heard a different story just a moment ago.
What happened?
Dirty Mike went 2-0 on Friday's show, so we're staying hot here.
What happened?
Dirty Mike had a rough Saturday, I believe, but I wasn't trailing him, and he didn't give the picks out, so who cares?
You're in a mood today.
I'm not in a mood.
He's in a mood.
Christy
Bond?
Fucking tough travel back from fucking...
No, I'm not in a mood.
What's going, bro?
I don't know. What do you mean?
I don't know.
What's Dirty Mike cut?
I'm going to butcher it. So,
well, we don't normally. So,
Chachanov and Jokic over 32.5 games.
So, is that okay? C H O C H I N O V
K H A C H E N O V.
Okay,
Djokovic
and over
32.5 games. So, you could probably also like
so that you gotta get to the 4 set pretty much
the Russian buddy to win a set. And I just guessed that he's Russian.
Yeah. So you got to get to 4 sets.
Basically.
Yeah.
I did just get a text from not Howie the Rat, a different tennis capper.
Now we're opening the
floor. No, we're not.
No.
Give me his name and then I'll ask.
His name's just Drew. He said
Dmitrov.
No.
We don't need just Drew.
We needed a Nigel Seeley or something.
Howie's been really cold.
What about this article saying that it was active roster, blah blah blah, and then at the bottom it goes, as of Monday we are waiting clarification on whether he placed bets on or against the Colts.
It didn't say that he did. Oh, for or against them.
Yeah,
gotcha.
So it was Colts games,
dude.
Really,
hundreds of wagers. He's got to be a vet.
No, hundreds of waves. He was just doing like 10 legs, same game parlays.
Bro.
Betting all the props.
Dude, what a scene.
Couple round robins, so it adds up fast.
Should have round robin this weekend. Bro. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, it's tough.
I feel really uneasy about that.
Why do you...
It makes me sad. It does, dude. The integrity of football. It stinks.
Admit your media. All right. We got it.
Hey, media Mitt, dude. Media Mitt. I love this story.
Champions League final this weekend, huh?
Yeah, Saturday. Can the old firm shut down? I mean,
who's performing?
City's fucking unstoppable.
Who's performing? Dude.
I haven't seen, actually.
Never forget, it was Real, what was it, 3 years ago? Real and somebody fucking Dua Lipa performed before the game and fucking tore it up.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Is Ari going to Real?
I don't see him leaving the EPL, do you?
I don't know, I'm just looking.
I feel like he goes to United if he leaves Tottenham. And
it would be a bit of a tough scene, right? Like England captain, Real Madrid, Champions League guy. That would be bizarre.
Yeah,
I feel like if you're Harry Kane, you think about what happened to Michael Owen when he went there, and it just didn't go well.
Yeah, gotcha. Is there a aggregate of this championship? Because didn't they already play?
No, this is
one game.
Champions League final is always one game.
So they haven't played these two teams very recently. That was a different team.
Yep.
Who did they just play? Man City.
Man City.
Yeah.
They played
Real Madrid.
They played Real Madrid. They beat the shit out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Inter beat AC. I mean, Zlatan, fucking, what a send-off, dude. The Italians do it right, man.
Yeah, they do.
Wow, so that's really exciting.
Yeah. Saturday, normally around.
Are we giving Inter a chance here?
The
line is saying no.
So what I did on, it was the same line, pretty much for the final.
Istanbul!
I feel like just betting both teams to score is the play. -116.
Yeah, that does feel pretty.
You don't want to lay.
What are you gonna do with a side there?
You don't want to lay 430 to lift the cup with City?
Fuck it. Give me Inter and 90 at +600. Christ.
Why not? I mean, worth a shot, maybe.
I mean, realistically, what else are you gonna do with that number?
That's not going 90. They're gonna have Haaland standing over that PK like an absolute boss by any means necessary. They will VAR their way to penalty shots.
I mean, did you see the celebration in the Man City dressing room this weekend?
They were getting after it.
I mean, Haaland is a
dogs. A bit of a menace. Can you send that to me?
Oh yeah, I will.
Any other footy or anything like that?
No, nothing till hold on here. MLS again. I mean, MLS is the fucking best, dude. We just got a banger Wednesday night, Atlanta United against LAFC.
Okay.
Standalone game.
15 night games tomorrow on the MLB, so we'll be back with those.
Boom.
Hell yeah. Yankees back as well.
Woo!
Fucking big Yankees.
All right. We're out of here. Good luck.
God bless.
Power.